This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
Late night tonight.
Where is she?
A fellow cop leads Pepper into a trap on police woman.
Pepper!
Mike O'Mara, Radio
Ernie.
Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
Now we're going to start up and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
So look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara,
Mike!
Josh Schroeder,
Josh!
And Rob Speedwack.
Oh, Rob!
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
Well, I don't know if it's only the beginning. I'm not sure I would say it like that. I'd say it's from, well, in one of our cases, it's more, you know, like wrapping up my portion of the show. But then, you know.
Can you update that, Rob? It's almost the end.
It's no. almost the end. It is for you. You two guys are full steam ahead. I mean, well, I wish you both worked this hard when it was my name on the show. You know what I mean?
Oh, we do.
I've never
we work
seen
a lot harder
anything.
On this name.
Bullshit. I watch the, you know, I'm watching this everywhere. I see the still talking this and that and all that. I'm not dead yet, for
I'm
God's sake.
I'm glad we're in your algorithm.
Yeah.
What's that? I'm glad we're in your algorithm.
Now I have to actually search it out. I have to do a deep dive on it because I'm, you know.
What you should do is you should favorite us.
I think I'm doing enough for you, okay? Really do. You know, and I'm deferring to you two because you're continuing on and doing more of a extensive, you're basically doing the podcast, which is, I am thrilled at that, to be honest with you. I am. I'm not, this is different than if I was going to another gig. This is me going to, you know, what I would like to do is a short form interview, which will be probably weekly, and but I haven't dialed it in yet. You two, obviously, were talking about this long before I retired.
Long before Josh was hired.
Long before.
Yes.
Long before it was going on. You know,
we told Oscar to freak out and yell at you.
Exactly.
So we could get this all in motion.
All part of the master plan.
Went a little slower than we planned, but we got there.
But, you know, I'm happy that, you know, it's going. But I'm happy to a point in my, the non-petty part of me, the non-petty part of me is happy for you. The, you know, petty, jealous person is, you know. God almighty, look at this. It's all I see. It's all I see on my feed. It's all I see
online.
Well,
when you search for it, that's all you're going to see.
Yeah, well, that's when I get obsessed with it a little bit.
Well, I don't think there's that much out there. But yes, we have had to lay some foundations so that we are prepared.
Exactly.
When you leave. Mm-hmm. We didn't want it to be a fall apart and then we have to pick up the pieces.
No, it's and I, you know, and we will. I think the people should know behind the scenes that we've all talked about this and what. Can you show me your? Did you try the shorts on yet? They fit awesome. Anyway, that's my kid. I picked him up from golf practice today. The show working title of the show is still talking. Not the working title. That's what you're going to call
that's
it.
That's, the name,
that's already locked in. Mine a little more cagey, and I don't want to reveal it because we haven't the
Don no
Mike
no
job.
No.
God, if I don't need that. I don't need that.
You know? I know, but the number of people that expect that. And push for that and want that.
Well, anytime there's a transition, they want to use that as an opportunity to bring back something that's impossible.
Yes.
And it's impossible.
Well, why is it impossible?
Well, it's not impossible, but with your new format that you just explained, I'm not sure.
You're not talking about me. I'm talking about you. No, don't talk about me. This is on you.
Oh.
Impossible. Why is it impossible for him to not join you?
Well, one must be invited.
Yeah. And we're not unveiling that until February.
Okay. All right. Why don't you, the Christian.
Yes.
Why don't you just keep the boner down for a second and let me talk to my longtime associate over here. All right.
I just like to push you.
Okay. So you're talking about one has to be, like, he has to be invited?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's no.
Or you have to be invited.
No. I would say there would be no chance of Don coming on the new show. Although we've learned.
I'm not going to put you in the spot. I'm not. The trauma is too still fresh.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, after I'm not putting you in that situation because I'd ask if I was going to put you on the spot. I'd say, well, why is that, Rob? I'm not doing that to you.
Well, because it would be. I'll tell you what it is. It would be a step backwards. You know, it's we've gone past those days, and we've learned in a recent interview that he's very eager to get back on the air and to do a project, but that I don't think jives with what we're going to do.
And there's no room for Don and Beth Ann both on the show.
That's right. Now that we've hired our producer.
The truth of the matter as far as the way when I came in to talk to the guys about it, I did not have anxiety about it at all going in. I really didn't. That's the truth. And that's not because I didn't care. It's because I knew kind of that we communicate enough where we all know where we stand. And in Josh's case, Josh reminded me that we'd had a very specific discussion about that going forward. But, you know, I think Rob referenced it to, you know, my retirement coming up in January that, you know, it was kind of cool the way it was, as seamless as it is, you know. Yeah. And that is something. And then, you know, Carla, being the scab picker that she is, you know, points to this post shortly thereafter, because I don't know when the graphics hit online.
Okay.
And, you know, and Carla has this tone, you know, which is, did you know anything about this? I looked at it, I said, Carla, I'm retiring. Do you understand what that means? But the tone was, you know, did you know anything about that? Look what they're doing. Look what they're doing that with,
with your blessing.
But it, not that you need it.
No,
it's not necessary for me to give my blessing. It's not. You're on, you know, you're able to do, that's kind of the way it is. And, but it was very cool the way we all discussed what was going to happen. And, you know, that's it.
What you say, it's true. We don't require your blessing, but I will say this. It's great to have your blessing.
It
makes me feel very good.
Yeah. I want it. I think that, you know, it's the dynamic that you two have developed. It'll be a totally, well, you get a taste of it once a week now, where you guys do a show on Thursday.
And that's what I use as an example to people as, your blessing is giving us the Thursdays.
Yeah.
Well, I think that it's
building it up.
And I want to, you know, I want that. I think for anybody I've worked with in the past, Rob knows this. That's what I've wanted. I mean, when it's time for me, I'd like to say, you know, it's kind of cool to leave something that's going to keep on chugging and, you know, and go kick ass with
and
it.
To not have an ugly parting, because that's no fun either.
Because we've had enough of those.
Exactly. Exactly.
We've had tons of those, and those are common in the broadcast industry. They're common, and usually they're common because of suits and executives. In our case, they've been common, you know, because of the way people have been, you know, handled. And, you know, it's not fun. Nobody likes doing that. Nobody likes it to get to end ugly like it has. Although when Mark left, Ronick left, and Buzz left, it ended ugly, but only in such a way that it was just sneaky. Would that be accurate? That it was just kind of like,
and I think
we didn't have a big blow up on the air where he stormed out, or I stormed out, or you stormed out.
As the history will show, Mike.
I don't remember the details, but you can help me out.
History will show that if there were any ill feelings, it was Buzz's second time he quit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because remember, he stepped down, and then I think all of us to a person said, you know, you're throwing away something good here. We want you to be a part of it. And we talked him into coming back. Then the sneakiness began.
Yeah.
And and again, you know what? It's hard to fault someone for trying to better themselves, but the sneakiness we didn't like. But it wasn't a knockdown, drag-out, screaming punch fest at all. It was just next chapter.
Yeah. And we've already laid out that you're going to be involved in our next chapter.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to be having you over.
At the minimum, I will, you know, come on just to shoot the shit. And at the maximum, I'll come on to promote what I'm doing. Well, and I want to I want to do a short form interview. You know, I'd love it to be weekly. That would make me very, very happy.
And you're calling it Straight Talk, right?
I got a name for it. I haven't done all the background stuff yet.
Open Phone America?
But what we're doing, we're actually doing it. It's not going to be listener interviews.
Okay.
Although I shouldn't say that. It'll be anybody. I have an ability to, you know, request a lot of weird stuff. I don't do it on this show because I've got you guys to talk to every day, but the idea of, I've always thought that along with the impressions, something that I wish when you do a two-person show, you can't do it. With Don, I couldn't really spread my wings on it, but I love, 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 maybe because I have a journalism background, I love interviewing people about anything.
Can I suggest the name Still Mike?
No.
Still Mikin'.
No. I've already taken care of that, but thank you. It's something that that when I look at the formats that are existing from some of these meandering 2.5 hour podcasts that have guys shooting the bull, I like it to be tight, bright, out of sight, and on and done. And I hope that is something I can pull off.
Who is most guilty of that is Pete Holmes. He has a podcast called You Made It Weird. And every episode,
a stand-up comedian has a podcast?
Yes, Mike, he does. And every episode is like 2.5 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to give it a listen because I thought he was funny. He was a very nice fellow. And I listened to it. And after 90 minutes, I just said, I've had enough.
Yeah.
This is too much.
They meander. I don't, you know, I think we're probably all the victims of short-form content. I know my book. Last week, I believe it was, Carl and I got in the kick where we said, okay, we're going to take this screen time before bed thing seriously, and we are going to read books again and go in there. And sure enough, best night's sleep that she's had and a couple of great nights of sleep that I had. And I'm reading, no offense to our friend, Mr. James Patterson, I'm reading a James Patterson-Michael Crichton collab, you know. I wish I dove back in with something meatier, but it is what it is. And I think that's a good way to turn in by reading.
There's a book that Josh would recommend.
Read it multiple times, Rob.
Mike, it is quite by definition a very good book.
I've read it a bunch of times.
If Michael Crichton's a little too soft for you, James Patterson has a new book out with Mr. Beast.
He is a machine. He's got to be at least late 70s now, right?
Easy. Yeah.
Good for him.
Is it a murder mystery about bad chocolate bars?
That's interesting. But now the collaboration between James Patterson and Bill Clinton was one of the best I ever read.
That was amazing. I remember you telling me about it.
Phenomenal when we had him on the show to talk about that.
That was the one about the cheating husband, right?
It was fun. it was fun. And by the way, just because we're all over the place here, Lioness, oh my God, that show. Kicking ass. And I just hope that it's real. Now, my politics, probably I'm going the opposite way when I root for the lawlessness of the secret agents, you know, where they go and you don't have any rights. I like it when they do that with the bad guys.
Well, you like things that are lawless. You're flourishing in Florida. And as we know, there are no laws down there.
Right. I look forward to the future, especially on a day like this, where they talk about people that retire and not having a purpose. Well, my purpose is, especially when Carla's away, is to be do the everything with my kid. And
she's away, right? She's away right now?
She is at an SD conference over in Lauderdale. And the only thing she has told me about, she rooms with her friend Courtney over there, who is a wonderful guy. Courtney is another esthetician, a lady. And they...
tricked me.
All I heard during every one of our conversations yesterday was whatever convention center hall, wherever they're doing this thing, the temperature was insanely cold. And I guess the air conditioning was overcompensating.
That's a good problem.
They were talking about like, she said, imagine the coldest you've ever been at a sporting event. And I said, that cold? Yes. It's like they today are,
did anyone lose a toe or anything?
Yeah, they were very cold.
There's no way it's that cold.
This isn't snow at a Buffalo Bills game.
It's not snow at a Buffalo, but she was complaining about the cold, and she's coming back tonight. So I miss her, and I'm non-functional without her.
Did she pack a parka?
She did not pack any.
That's what you need.
Southwest Florida. We don't pack crap for.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
It's 98 degrees when I drove in the driveway here before the show started.
And 25 to below at the convention center.
I will tell you a story about the good me, and then I about the bad me, and then I will tell you a story about the good me.
Okay.
And so the bad me is, I wrote this down, and I'm going to get it right. I am attached to my wife like a puppy. We do not spend an inordinate amount of time apart. Mm-hmm. We spend a lot of time together. We are together.
When you realized this attachment, was it some time ago? And was it because you were apart and you realized, hey, something's missing? Or is this more of a recent revelation?
Ever since we started dating, that time when I met her at Clyde's in Tyson's Corner for our first date, mm-hmm. and there was some big idiot leaning over her, hitting on her when I went into the restaurant. And the Red Sox were in the playoffs in 2003. And because we've been together 23 years. Oh my God. And I remember that we just didn't like being apart. And even when I go away or she goes away, it's just we don't like it. We never really enjoy it.
You'll get past that.
We've been together 23 years, Rob. I think we've kind of set a pattern.
After 30, all you want to do is be apart.
Tell the truth. When was it for you?
Well, after when I found out.
Years? No, how many years that you preferred to be apart?
It was on the flight home from the honeymoon. I actually requested a seat change on the plane.
You and your wife do not mind being apart.
No. But you know what? We do very well together, too. But time apart is important.
My sister's been married over 40 years, and they, through all of my brother-in-law's career, he was gone, been gone so long, should've been gone so long.
Chilliwack.
It was all the time. But here's the problem. When she is away in the home, if I'm left to my own devices, I will always, go astray in some way. And I'm not talking about having an affair or anything. I'm talking about how you cheat.
You head to Dairy Queen, Krispy Kreme.
And it's ice cream.
Culver's.
And in the case of this particular weekend, both. Okay. Krispy Kreme and not Dairy Queen, but ice cream. Let me tell you how it started, Josh.
Good.
Yes.
I get a short on, TikTok, Facebook, whatever it is. And they are listing. I'm on my algorithm now. You know how weird it is. I am getting it. They did one for butter. They did one for ice cream.
Reel about butter, just butter.
Like they're doing a thing called the butters that have the butters that you are buying that are regular brands that are garbage.
You know what they should call that reel is Here Comes Butters.
Here Comes Butters. That's a inside joke. If you don't get it, I'm not explaining it here. They did one for ice cream, and they did one for butter, and they did one for something else. I forgot what it was, but here's the long and short of it. They give you a list of six or seven of products that we have just grown up with. Oh, they did it for pasta.
Okay.
They did it for pasta, butter, and ice cream.
Yeah.
The one they did for butter is the most recent one I've seen, and there's a little bit of hinkiness because there's some of them that have contradictory information. When I see contradictory information with the same, I'm trying to think the narration voice. It's a Peter Coyote AI thing that they've done with, and the one butter thing talks about the cultures that are real and whether it's really organic, blah, blah, blah. It goes on. And they list the five ones that are not that you'd be surprised and you probably shouldn't have in your refrigerator. And then it gives you two or three of the real good ones.
Kerrygold, one of the top ones?
Kerrygold was one that was the contradictory one.
In what way?
They're two separate things that came out about butter. The second one was Kerrygold. Yay, rah, rah, that's what you should have. And because you and I get it at our favorite box store, that's in my refrigerator, and I don't stock it.
I don't keep it here often.
The one that they really took a shot at was Land O'Lakes.
Sure.
That the wrapper that butter sticks of Land O'Lakes come in has some sort of protective poison microplastic thing.
Like the wax paper that wraps the individual stick?
The microplastics are everywhere now, and they're also saying that this might be a contributing factor to why young people are getting certain cancers that they're getting.
I fed my kids so much butter. Growing up,
it depends on the kind. You know, if you're out in the back churning it or something like that. Go ahead, Josh.
We use homemade butter
because
Kelly's been into things. We're making things herself, and butter's one of those things that we've replaced in the house.
And
she makes it.
If you saw this thing, you might say, with all the preservatives and all the chemicals and hydrogenated whatever that they put in. So the this is Sunday morning, I believe. I think it's Sunday morning. It might have been Saturday morning. Saturday afternoon, I'm in the house, and one comes over about ice cream. And I go, yes. And I get really jacked up about it. I'm like, this will be interesting.
Are you all by yourself with your phone or your laptop maybe?
I'm all by myself with my laptop.
Okay.
And I'm watching this come over, and they list the crap ones. And the crap ones are big names. They take particular delight in slamming Great Value, the Walmart brand.
Yeah.
Did
they slam Breyers? I'm curious.
They slammed Breyers.
I thought so. Too much air in it. I've always felt that.
Lot of crap in there too. Mm-hmm. A lot of crap for preservatives. And you know, the bigger they are, the more preservatives to keep the shelf life and all that good stuff.
Did they praise?
The one that there were two in particular, and the reason why that's a good segue because your question will be answered this way. They sold the ones they recommended to such a degree that I felt compelled to stop by the grocery store the following morning and pick up some ice cream.
With no spoiler alert, just saying this, the ones that they praised, the ones that they lauded, the one that they gave kudos to.
Big name of one that they lauded and another name that you would think that's a big name that they would have lauded that they didn't.
So, but the ones that they praised, are these all available at your local grocer or were they weird names you did not know?
I had no problem acquiring the micro brand in my grocery store, and I will share it with you shortly here. But between if you think of the most delicious ice cream flavors that are big brands, but they're also known as luxury brands.
Yeah.
The two ice cream flavors. I think you would agree. One would be Ben and Jerry.
May I guess the other?
Go right ahead.
Haagen-Dazs.
Haagen-Dazs got a 10. Haagen-Dazs got they were all over for the biggest brand. That was the biggest brand that they gave the most credit to. Hmm. Ben and Jerry's, when it was acquired.
Yeah.
It was acquired by a conglomerate.
Yeah.
And when that happens, they don't do all the stuff. But the one that
Unilever bought it, I think.
I think it was Matt. They give all the sub companies that they're all evil.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, they are. I'm a commie when it comes to that. I know what the big corporate America does. They want to F you. That's what they want to do. But the one there were two they recommended. I think they're in most of your grocery stores. The one was called Tillamook.
Oh, yes.
T-I-L-A-M-O-O-K. Yes.
In particular, their cherry ice cream is great, or cherry vanilla, or whatever their variant
is. They've got chocolate peanut butter as well.
I went with mint chocolate chip, and I'm here to tell you, not really thrilled.
How come? I know you don't like it when it's dyed green. Is it dyed green?
No, okay. I didn't. Go ahead.
It has a nice creamy texture. Mouthfeel.
It was they talked about the ingredients. They don't screw around with the ingredients.
Josh said mouthfeel instead of me because it always kind of grows Mike's out.
Everybody's talking. Look at Tillamook. Look at Tillamook.
Yeah.
It's very. I mean, the mint chocolate chip.
Where's the factory?
I don't know where the factory.
They're pointing out the factory tour.
Tell the Tesla. So Tillamook was highly rated, and then the micro brand that they mentioned was a micro brand called Jenny's.
My Jenny.
My Jenny.
I think I have seen, I think, maybe I'm wrong, but I think I've seen Jenny's in as a low-fat offering, but
yeah,
not
I thought it
as,
was like a Halo top.
No, it's the opposite. It's a. It's not a Halo. Huh. It's actually, take. See if you can bring up a picture of Jenny's.
Uh-huh.
Yep, I'm bringing it up
And
now.
I got, what did I get? I got something called Almond Brittle. What was it? It was something
brown butter
brittle. Brown butter almond brittle.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It was out of this. It was beyond good. It was fantastic.
But if you're truly comparing ice cream to ice cream, shouldn't you have like flavors? Like if you were to compare,
they weren't using that criteria. This was not a taste test.
Overall, okay.
This was an ingredient test. This right. was
this
there
is
it is.
Jenny's.
There it is. I don't think they make a lot of them. And there it is. And that
Oh, it's
was,
Jenny with an I, so it could
and
be.
And it's very expensive, as a lot of the good ones are. And then, but as far as the common brands, and I think that we might agree that Haagen-Dazs, I don't think there's a better vanilla ice cream than Haagen-Dazs. I think it's fantastic.
These are little pints, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, little pints. That didn't last long in my house.
Well, that five pack, it says, is $79.
What?
No, there's no
way. That's if you buy it through the...
It must be for shipping or something.
Yeah, I think I got I think that mine was $7 and change. It was
at this point,
that was expensive.
Would you pay $79 for five pints if they jacked up the price?
The ice cream was so good, but for the Tillamook, I got the mint chocolate chip, and I was disappointed because I think I'm a mint chocolate chip snob.
You are.
I think that's what I am. So
was it now, when we have Sean Greenwood on from Ben & Jerry's, I always talk to him about their chocolate chips that they use. Not only are the best tasting, they have the best melting point, so they don't offer too much resistance in your mouth while you're eating it.
See, you because you have soft teeth.
It's very soft teeth.
Because you have soft teeth. You
but
don't,
I'm curious.
I want more resistance.
I'm curious. Was it the chocolate that was the problem? Or was
chocolate
it the,
was a problem. Yes, they had the
was
soft.
It shaved?
It was, no, there were chunks, but they tasted like you were, it was frozen fudge. It was not.
I agree. You want
it,
okay,
it was not real chocolate. I want real chocolate chips. That's it. And they can be like chippy chocolate, you know, or they can be the broken off real chocolate. I don't like the chocolate fudge chips. Yeah. That's
Next
gross.
Next time you get Jenny's, I recommend the maple soaked pancakes.
See, that's a fun, cool flavor. That sounds fun, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me see.
But I do think Haagen-Dazs
Simmons jelly donut.
Simmons Blazer says, how many working half gallons? Do you currently have in your freezer one of the greatest moments on the show, in my opinion, recent history, when Rob referred to having one in the garage and then
the working
half
gallon where you can get at it. You're but of course you're not buying half gallons, so you're safe.
Right.
When you were going through this list,
Tillamook has a weird, odd size.
1.75 quarts, not a half gallon.
Okay, what's that about?
That's about making people think you're getting a half gallon when you're not.
Right.
Breyers did the same thing.
Not a
I
fan
think it's
because
they're from Portland.
Portland, Oregon?
Part of that hippie care. Yes.
Portland, Oregon or Portland, Maine? They're both hippie cities.
Oregon.
Okay.
By any chance, in your research in this article or this piece on video, did it talk about Costco brand ice cream?
No.
The Costco vanilla. It didn't even come up. Okay.
No, and I would urge you to take a look at the Costco vanilla because I initially busted your chops about Costco vanilla, and then when I acquired it myself, I gained 11 pounds because I ate it all. It's good. I'd be very, very curious to know where it falls because Costco, they don't necessarily... put a lot of crap in their stuff. They actually, the stuff they make they hold it to a pretty high standard.
They,
I'd like to know what it's all
they
about.
They go through another manufacturer. I'm curious who makes it for them.
Humboldt.
Humboldt Dairies. I've heard of that.
Dairy.
Humboldt
Creamery is who makes it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm curious, Mike, where you weigh in on Haagen-Dazs, because Haagen-Dazs also has some of the old man flavors that you don't see anywhere else. For example,
rum raisin.
Rum raisin is one of my favorites.
That's a classic old man flavor.
It's such an old man flavor, but I love it.
Spectacular.
And it's the only place you can get it.
It's absolutely spectacular.
They will do pistachio, which is another old man flavor.
Doing it to me again. Now, Carlos not going to be home till like 7:30. This is doing
Oh, that's plenty of time to run over to Publix.
It is. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, go ahead. So, what were you going to say?
Call DoorDash right now.
That's what I had it pulled up on Instacart. $8.85 a pint.
$8.85 a pint. That's expensive. What's the other old man flavor? Give me some more old man flavors.
Well, pistachio is one. They have, I think, you know, even though it's great, I think cherry vanilla is an old man flavor because that's been around forever.
Right.
Simplistic, but that.
I think mint chocolate chip is an old man flavor.
You,
I don't think it's something kids.
Dare you?
Now, that might be me. That might
how
be because my childhood. My childhood, that was the ice cream my dad bought because none of the kids liked it, so it always would be in the freezer.
I know another great old man flavor, Mike.
I do, too. You go first.
Butter pecan.
Oh, yeah. And here's the old manniest.
What?
Neapolitan.
Yes! Or as we grew up in my family calling it, Chuck Van Straw.
Chuck Van Straw. I hate Neapolitan. Gross.
We used to have the worst brand of ice cream for sale at Safeway. It was called Snow Store. And I swear it didn't have different flavors, just different colors. And about once every 6 weeks, this is when I worked in Richmond, and it wasn't the best neighborhood. About every 6 weeks or so, Snow Star would go on sale.
Snow Star.
A half
that sounds like a dairy dessert, not an ice cream.
Mike, a half gallon for 99 cents. And that stuff would fly off the shelves. And I would have people come up
to
me
gross.
And say, oh, yeah, excuse me, I'm looking for some. Do you have the Napoleon flavor of Snow Star? I'm like,
instead
what?
Of Neapolitan?
Neapolitan, they want Napoleon ice.
The person that would get Snow Star would probably say Napoleon.
Yeah.
And that was probably when ice cream was in like the box with the flaps.
It was exactly like that.
I remember back in those days.
That's
that was
hard. You get sticky fingers addition.
Very
that.
Difficult to handle that. But the you know, the long and short of it, I got the almost half gallon of the Tillamook, and I got a pint of the Jenny's.
Yeah.
They were both gone by Sunday night.
Even though you disapproved of the Tillamook.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's
there.
It's still ice cream.
It was there, and it was still ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
It was there.
I think if you went to a different flavor of Tillamook, I think you would be in literal danger because it's really good.
Yeah, I might have to try it.
How many Publix
flavors,
brand is very good, too.
How many flavors of the Tillamook? Is it a big enough company where they got a ton of flavors?
Josh has mentioned the chocolate
20.
Peanut butter. I've seen vanilla. I've seen chocolate. I have seen the cherry. I think they do like Moose Tracks, which is not one of my favorites.
Oh, I love that's peanut butter cups in. Oh, hi, everybody. Yes. Ooh.
They got a good cookies and cream. I know I've had.
Hate that flavor.
Can you bring up a Tillamook website to see what they offer?
When did the fucking Oreo become a gold standard?
That was
food.
I think people got so excited of the notion of cookies.
Tillamook did apple pie.
Cookie, espresso chip.
Coffee almond. Yeah, but if they put the same shit chips that they put in their mint chocolate chip, I'm not happy
about
it.
All right, pause, Josh, for an old man flavor. Where do you weigh in on just plain coffee ice cream?
Well, I was on a coffee ice cream kick when I was a kid, but not recently. Yeah. I love coffee chocolate chip is
the best,
and
I don't think they're making it anymore. Is Java chip, and it was branded Starbucks. I don't know who actually made it.
All right,
but that was the best coffee ice cream.
You know who makes it? Our friends down at the Royal Scoop, but in beautiful Bonita Springs, Florida, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's the long and short of it. And later in the show, that's the bad me. I didn't even get on the scale this morning because I know what I did.
She has this weird way where if she were to call you right now, and without listening, she'd know that you had done that.
Yeah, she'll know something was up. She'll find
as soon as she leaves you, she knows you're up to trouble.
I'm bored.
Yeah.
I'm bored and I'm not going gambling, so I'm sitting there watching the Red Sox lose fucking 16-1. I got to do something to take the pain away. For the love of 16-1. Great call, first base asshole umpire.
You need a Red Sox.
16-1, it doesn't matter, one call.
You need a Red Sox themed ice cream.
Oh, they got housed by the Yankees.
Like choke chocolate chip or something?
There's a line they use in sports, Rob, called exposed.
Yes.
The Red Sox were exposed.
Is that when their weaknesses really come through? Yeah.
That's when they play a game like their dicks are hanging out.
Yeah. Now that I'd watch.
Okay. We have to take a moment. Later in the program, I will tell you the story of the Good Samaritan and a win-win-win.
Can't wait.
And it, if it moves people to do the same thing I did, I hope it works. We will take a short break and come back with some tidbits because that's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. If you love the show and you want an incredibly easy way to support us without spending an extra dime, we got you covered. Before you do your Amazon shopping, and let's be honest, who isn't buying something on Amazon? Start through our Amazon link. That's it. Same prices, same Prime, same late night impulse purchases. The only difference? Amazon kicks a little something back to help support this podcast. Anything you require, from the mundane to the super sexy, we're not judging. Just click our Amazon link first and shop like you normally do. You'll find the link right on our website, tmospodcast.com. You can also access it with our brand new app right from your telephone. Ring-a-ding-ding. It takes 2 seconds, costs you absolutely nothing extra, and genuinely helps keep the show rolling. So before you Amazon, think of us. Click the link, shop away, and thank you for keeping the microphones on. Next time you Amazon, start at tmospodcast.com or with the new TMOS app. Shop, support, repeat, and we thank you. Hey, hit the music, Slim. Here we go. It scared me that ended so quickly. Hey, guess what, guys?
I couldn't possibly. Can we have a hint?
Things are escalating in the Middle East.
Yeah. This is great news.
Military strikes.
Yeah.
The U.S. military has confirmed direct airstrikes targeting 2 Iranian rocket launchers on a beautiful island. Yeah. I've been there on vacation, Larak Island.
That is great. You know, if we didn't make it to Cozumel, that was going to be our second choice.
But this means we get to win again.
Yes, winning.
Winning, a big win.
Yes. Tehran has already vowed to respond, reporting casualties among the Revolutionary Guard fighters and civilians. This comes amid a war of words on social media. Doesn't he get tired? Does he ever get tired of it?
Have you tried that new Iranian ice cream, though? Camel tracks.
Camel tracks. A little sandy. That's so stereotypical right there.
I know, anyway, but you know what? It's a time of war, and I'm just trying to keep morale up.
Well, the war of words continues. President Trump warns Iran that the U.S. will hit them hard following retaliatory strikes against American-based targets in Jordan. Death tolls, that's the one piece of bad news. I want to get it all out of the way right now because there's more of a bad situation that has nothing to do with the war in the Middle East, but it does have the weather involved, and that's in Nepal. I don't know if you saw any of the video from Nepal.
Horrifying.
The headline was something like... 3 minutes before the water swallowed the town, and you see these buses and motorbikes and people running, and then just kaboom, just tons of people displaced and killed.
It's the kind of disaster that if you saw it in a movie, you would say, well, that can't be real.
Yeah, it's that scary. Yeah. The death toll has surged past 900 in Nepal flash floods. Rescue crews are working against the clock after catastrophic flooding on the border of Nepal and Tibet. The flooding wiped out entire multi-story buildings and schools. The confirmed death toll has dramatically climbed past 900 people. Probably, I got this midday, so this is probably even worse now. Workers are desperately digging through a collapsed tunnel where at least 100 citizens are currently believed to be trapped alive. So,
that's the worst.
We'll see what happens. Now, this next story involves technology being used by our friends at Immigration Custom. But ICE has been very active down here. I don't know what it's been like in your neck of the woods, but they've been all over the place. They wait at, where did Carla see them? They're waiting at the racetrack. Gas station where the workers early in the morning are coming to get their coffee before I don't know, man. I don't know what you feel, but it's to do that to human beings.
Is your racetrack where sometimes day laborers will gather to be picked up?
Not anymore.
I know that was
a Virginia thing. I remember that happening in Virginia a lot, but now they're just sitting out there and they're waiting. They've gone into different places, like they've gone into home improvement stores. Here's what they're doing now. They spend millions, and they have spent millions on robot enforcement dogs. The Trump administration is escalating the immigration enforcement with these tech-heavy reforms. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officially set to spend $2 million to purchase these robotic dogs to aid officers in on-site operations.
They're actual robots?
Yeah, they're those dogs you see demoed all the time where it's like, you know, it's just a robot, four legs and no head or anything. I don't understand. We've seen them used for like border patrol and stuff. I don't understand the point of them out in the field with ICE.
The controversial contract follows a recent acquisition of those electric shock gloves that we all love so bad.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Here's your dog.
For field officers. There we go. Yeah.
That...
Like,
you know,
they're not
what?
Terrified enough. You know?
The,
I mean,
the mind reels at the notion of a robot dog doing all that.
I can't. Sorry for the depression, but there's a lot of depressing stuff going on. Let's pick up the Oh, no, I'm sorry.
One more, Mike?
Well, this is not a news story. It's a sports story. Messi!
Yes!
Lionel Messi, or Lionel Messi, announced international retirement after the world of sports, you know, Let me rephrase that. I was reading you a headline. I'm sorry. I read that incorrectly. Messi's retiring. He officially announced his retirement from international football via an emotional Instagram post. No one saw this coming. Wasn't it last year they were making a big deal about the fact that he was coming to Miami to play soccer, and all the kids had a Messi jersey, and then he scored a goal in his first time there. Let's see. Yeah, he's out of there. This is
an obscure request, but if he was the favorite player of the magician from Frosty the Snowman, how would he refer to him?
But Messi, 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 that's not fair. He just went to Miami. I wish I knew the name of the team.
This is a Michael Mara retirement because he announced that he is retiring from the Argentina national team. He will continue to play for Miami.
Oh, he is. Okay. Well, then that's how you see him. Then it's not really a retirement.
But if he's leaving Argentina, now I'm less inclined to think he's a Nazi.
Yeah,
which is good.
And I heard a rumor he's going to do short form interviews.
Hasn't revealed the name of his show yet, though.
Well, I don't want to until I get it.
I know.
Until it's mine. Mine! Let's see. Okay. Messi. College football starting. Football starting. The Diamondbacks. Josh, do you care that they're preparing for a massive home series with the Philadelphia Phillies? Do you care about National League at all?
No. I don't care either. That the Orioles are playing the Rockies tonight. That's what I care about.
There you go.
I know the Phillies are a good team. Are the Diamondbacks in it?
I think they would be. That's why it would be a big series. But I don't pay attention to either the Phillies or the Diamondbacks. You know what I pay attention to?
What's that?
Celebrity Jeopardy!
I love it! Oh.
Actress Lisa Ann Walter. Do you know her?
Does she really qualify for Celebrity Jeopardy?
Well, you know, that's the world we live in. Yeah. She totally shattered pre-taped game show decorum on the Jeopardy Tournament of Champions stage. The comedian and Abbott Elementary star.
Oh, okay.
I don't take that show. Faced off.
I've taken Abbott Elementary.
Taking it. She faced off against 6'7" tech manager Mike Dawson.
Another celebrity.
Is he a celebrity or is this Celebrity Jeopardy Tournament of Champions or
sounds like
is
it.
She just smart? I don't know. Well, she tripped up. She tripped up hard on questions about Philadelphia, and that's bad because it's the very city her sitcom is based in.
Oh, dear. You know, Alan Wenzel's going to hate that.
After blowing a critical clue and sinking her score into that brutal negative revenue hole of minus $2,600, she blurted out, "What the hell?" Live on mic. Oh, my God.
If you're doing Celebrity Jeopardy, you want it to be different than the regular game. And you don't see people saying "what the hell" on the regular game.
This left the studio audience absolutely stunned before she was completely locked out of Final Jeopardy. Boy, I can't wait to watch that. No, I won't.
And
I
Ken
won't
Jennings stabbed her.
Ken Jennings. There you go. So watch Phone Jeopardy. Finally, a Brazilian man is suing his former romantic partners, for an utterly bizarre breakup fee after his rare three-person polyamorous relationship hit a rocky road. Rocky Road?
Does Jenny's make Rocky Road?
Ooh, Jenny, my Jenny. Yeah, there's a threesome. The man sought legal damages against his recently departed girlfriends, claiming a breach of triad contract. This is real?
Wow.
He demanded cash compensation for emotional distress and several severe incidences of blue balls that he encountered during the unraveling of their bedroom dynamic. The regional court threw the adult drama out of the halls of justice. They ruled that unless a truple registers a formal three-way domestic partnership, rejection and insufficient action under the sheets do not qualify as a legal breach of promise. So that's that. They threw it out.
No one brought up hygiene.
No, that's gross.
Well, I
mean,
you almost have to.
They all had soft teeth. That's what it was.
Now, why you do that to me? My teeth are better now.
Hey, let me ask you this question, ladies and gentlemen. Have you been battling fatigue, weight gain, brain fog, low energy, poor sleep, or just not feeling like yourself? Let the battle cease. Find the solution and declare victory. You don't have to guess what's going on. You can take the free wellness quiz at DermGlowSkin.com. Click the weight management and peptide button, and in just a couple of minutes, you'll receive personalized wellness recommendations based on your goals. Whether you're interested in medically guided weight management, peptide therapies, hormone optimization, better sleep, healthier skin, or more energy, there are personalized options designed to help you feel your best. Everything done from the comfort of your home through licensed medical providers with products shipped directly to your door. You might even be able to use your HSA or FSA funds. Mm-hmm. And flexible payment options, including Klarna, make getting started easier than ever. Plus, keep an eye out for the new Reebok Smart Ring coming soon to help you track your wellness journey. Visit DermGlowSkin.com, click the Weight Management and Peptides button, take the free wellness quiz, and take the first step towards feeling like yourself again. Get started right now.
When?
What?
How's that?
Right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I know I want to get to my Good Samaritan story.
You've been teasing it, yeah.
All right, I'll do it right now because it's not that long. Neighbor across the street, Carla would know their names, I don't. But they're having some work done in their driveway. Not sure if it's power washed and ceiling or power washed, or they're getting the roof power washed, but they got stuff over there and they got water. And I noticed
Did they tie a do not cross ribbon across their driveway?
They did. They most definitely did.
Then it sounds to me like a ceiling job.
And then the homeowner came out on his front lawn and said, tie a yellow ribbon.
People don't know, Josh, that Mike is across the street neighbors from Tony Orlando.
Tony Orlando and Dawn, my That's favorite iteration. Do you remember Tony Orlando, Josh? Remember that?
I know the name. I don't know why.
Oh, sure. Baby, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
Candida!
Twice on the pipe.
Clunk,
if
clunk.
If the answer is no. So I don't think anything of it, and it's like, you know, there's noise pollution down in Florida like nobody's business, and they're all day long, and I don't think anything of it other than there's a river going down in the little drain area that, you know, where it washes down out of the driveway and then down into the gutter. So
storm sewer, like it's got a destination.
Storm drain.
Okay.
Then later that night I'm taking them, because Mrs. O'Mara's out of town, I'm doing sole doggy duty. My son is at an overnight, so it's me.
When you see a neighbor when you're walking the dog, do you ask if they have ice cream?
No. No, I'm actually just making sure that Winslow and Stubby both get a move on because I got to get back into the freezer.
I understand. Freezer.
So I'm taking them for the little walkie-walkie, and I get about three driveways down, which in my neighborhood is 4 feet.
Exactly.
And so I look over and I see there appears to be some sort of credit card that is right on top of the storm drain, and it's half exposed, and it's got some like grass and clippings and debris covering it. And you know, I freeze and I stare and I look, and it says Wells Fargo, and I said, "That looks like a debit card."
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Well, what to do? What to do?" And I said, "I don't want to leave it here." What?
How much ice cream could you buy with that debit card?
I didn't have any thoughts like that. I didn't. Perhaps fleeting.
You don't have the PIN number.
You don't need the PIN number.
Oh. Yeah,
it's a credit card.
Are you aware that you can go into like a Mart of Wall and put your card in and then hit the green button and you do not need to put a PIN in? Are you aware of that?
But it's a debit card, and I think they do ask for the PIN, do they
not?
No. If you can skip credit, it. I've seen where you can skip it. Yeah, I've seen where you can skip it, but I didn't know that that was
so
the case.
So I see this thing, and I'm like, well, I'll pick it up. And it's kind of gnarly in there, so I'm like picking it up. I pick it up like this. I'm like, ew. And I see on the name is a like a Hector Hernandez or something. It's a Hispanic name. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I noticed that crew, you know, was Hispanic. And like so many of the hardworking people are that get fucked with ice down here. Of course, they're doing the work that, you know, that keeps this entire area going. But I see this thing. I'm like, yeah, they were running that water, storm drain down here. I could see that thing falling out if they're like, you know, flushing a driveway and they're like, and I said, And I see my neighbor George talking to my neighbor Chris, and I'm like, I got a debit card here, and I think it's probably with that crew. And I'm like, I said, you know what I do? You know what I'll do? I'll, George, I think I'll just put it in the mailbox. And he said, yeah, it's a good idea. You might want to text them too. I'm like, yeah. And at that point, I want to go, hey, you might want to text
them. Hold it. How are you supposed to have contact information for his crew?
No, the neighbor, talking about the neighbors that are having the work done.
I see. Okay, forget
it. And I don't want to text. I just put the – I do my bit, and I put the card in there, and they have fresh mail.
Do you have their phone number that you could even text them?
I could get in touch with them. They're literally across the street. But I decide to just put it in the mailbox – and they'll get it. They're smart people.
Sure.
And if they're able to make a contact, then the next morning, I see one of their kids coming back early in the morning. Not sure why that was, but
well, they were out drinking and whoring.
She gets out of the car.
Yeah.
And, I say, listen, I put a debit card in your mailbox because I thought that crew that's working on your driveway, might have fallen out one of the guy's pockets. And so please, will you pass on? Show? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's that. My responsibility is over. Then another dog. By the way, I walk my dogs fucking 30 times a day.
Yeah.
And Winslow still manages to piss on the empty Chobani box in our house.
Then maybe you should try 31 times.
So I go, I see the crew.
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, and I walk across the street, and I said to the guy, did you get that debit card? I didn't know it was for anybody on your crew or not, but blah, blah, blah. He doesn't speak a word of English,
Okay.
So much so that he has to grab the other guy. The other guy comes over, and he's going to the Google Translate for me, and he hands me the phone to talk into. I said, did anybody on your crew get the debit card that I left in the mailbox because I thought one of your guys might have dropped it? And I show it to the guy, and his face lights up. And he goes, me.
Oh, that is the best.
And I'm like, I mean, I heard the angels sing. I'm like, oh, yes. When something like that, we all know the feeling when you lose keys, a wallet, a debit card, anything that. And it was the right hunch that they actually, one of their guys actually, I was so psyched.
Good for you.
I was so happy. It was great.
Making the effort. That's great.
Well, the bottom line is, at least I did nothing. It was no effort. But the thing is, at least
no effort would have been leaving it in the storm drain.
Yeah, or kicking it down.
That's right. Or cutting it.
That would. Well, I thought about taking it home and destroying it too.
That actually would have been a good move. But what happened? You were proactive, and you made some guy's day. Absolutely did.
I got that. And then I'm outside, not with the dogs this time. I'm doing some work in the garage.
Walking the snake?
You know, I was, but I took him out over the weekend.
Good. good.
I told you I was bored. I was dealing with all the pets this weekend. And I get a big grin as he's driving out of the neighborhood. It
that's
was
awesome.
Really, it was Esso. That's right. Esso. Esso. So happy ending. That's
I was remembering, you know, when we were on our last cruise that I left my phone in my Uber that brought me to the dock.
That's when I saw you at the terminal. Yeah.
I was distraught. And when that guy went out of his way to come back and bring my phone, it is like angels. It is so good to have good people out there. You should be very pleased with yourself.
I am very happy, and it was just so cool to see his grinning face when he left. And so that's cool. So the moral of the story is if you think you're going to do somebody a solid and it might be the right thing to do, do the right thing. That's what I'm going to say. We will take a break and come back. Do you want to talk about the weirdest legal case or the brand new app?
I want to talk about the app.
The app. All right, we've got app news coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. But first, you know, we have done a lot of crazy things over the years. So did you really think we'd just say goodbye and go home? Hell no. We're going to paradise. That's right, from January 21st through the 25th. Josh, have you checked recently while you've been posting all the numbers for your new show? Have you posted? Have you figured out how many cabins we've sold? Are we doing well?
We're just above last year at the moment.
All right, so that's better. That's better. That's good. Mm-hmm. So we've sold more cabins than last year, and we still want to, you know, it's the last show.
Come on,
it's the last regular podcast, Mike O'Mara Show podcast that I'm going to do, and we're going to be doing it on the Margaritaville at Sea. Join all of us, the TMOS. This is not selling cabins when you play sad Christopher Cross music, okay?
Mike, this is beautiful Christopher Cross music.
We're going to set sail from Tampa to Cozumel for 4 days of sun, sea, swag, meet and greet, tears, laughs, and one very big piece of podcast history. Because somewhere out there on the high seas, we're doing something we've never done before. The final episode of the Mike O'Mara Show podcast. Live with you in the audience. No rerun, no do-over. This is the one. So if TMOS has been a part of your life, please try to get to this cruise ship and come
We'd
with
love
us.
It. We'd
Be
love
a part
it.
Of our grand finale. Get the details at TMOSpodcast.com or call 800-814-7100. Use the group code 4435. That's group code 4435 at 800-814-7100. Or you can get all the information by going to TMOSpodcast.com and tell them you're with TMOS. Book today. Lock in your price. We spent years making the show. Now let's make one last memory. We want you to be part of it. That's nice, Rob. That was very nicely written. I appreciate that. That's very cool.
You mentioned earlier that when I said ice cream has camel tracks, that would be stereotypical. But what you got to know, Mike, is camels are very important to the culture in the Middle East. They really are.
You know, when you cranial cramp on that, I don't know where you're going with it, and all of a sudden you stop, and I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
For centuries, camels have been an important in the life across the Gulf, providing transportation.
Do you want to start from the very beginning?
I want to start the show from the very beginning, if it's okay. For centuries, camels have been an important part of life across the Gulf, providing transportation, meat, milk, leather, wool, and they are still revered today. But the question is, how do you get a camel if you need one?
How do you acquire one?
You go to the new app that is called Hein Al Khalij, which is a camel selling app. If you need a camel.
I have 1,000 questions and you haven't even gotten into the story.
Yeah.
Is this international trade? Is one able to acquire a camel from far away to bring to your home?
If you arranged for the transport and the shots, yes. But these are mostly camels that are going to stay in the UAE, the United Arab Emirates.
Okay, so it's a one-country deal.
Hein Al Khalij, Mike, it actually means Gulf camels. And you can go on and it will give you the height.
Did you say Gulf camels or Gulf camels?
Well, I mean, forever, whatever you want to use them for is great. But this
can you imagine that?
Gulf.
Boy, would I be popular with my friends.
Yeah. Do you think they could carry two bags?
Yeah, I do.
One on each hump?
Absolutely. I think it'd be fantastic.
It'd
be very
app.
Exciting. Yeah.
It looks like you can pick out like your style of camel that you want.
Well, yeah. It gives you, you know, their age and their traits and everything. And Mike,
now I've heard that they are temperamental, that they spit.
They do spit.
They can be
exactly.
Difficult.
Mm-hmm. But did you know how valuable a camel is. I had no idea that last month in Abu Dhabi, 15 camels sold for $500,000.
Hey, hold on. I got to stop here.
Yeah.
Terry Parker says, pretty sure there are instructions on the back of debit cards, if you find one, that don't include notifying a group of non-English speaking workers who are at a gas station filling rigs on that card. Fuck you.
You know what? I guess station. So.
They weren't at a gas station. They were in my neighborhood, asshole. So, thank you. Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry. I had to deal with that.
A recent camel, Mike, was the subject of a bidding war and brought in $136,000 American to buy a single camel.
A camel?
A camel. Now, I wouldn't think they'd be that expensive. 100 and, I mean,
I
much
be
more
like
than
the cost of a horse
or a car.
Are they racing camels?
They're all variants here. They do race camels, and that perhaps might make them more valuable, but they have all of them on this website. I would probably buy one for milk and for leather.
I would only buy them if they had a group discount where you could get a few of them, because I've asked many people in my lifetime, you know, how much for a pack of camels? What's going on? You know, I tell a nice story. I tell a nice story.
Don't let him get
I tell
you.
A nice fucking story about getting a debit card back to its rightful owner, and now everybody's like saying I did something wrong.
Right.
I don't
you should
know.
Have ordered yeah. a camel first.
A camel.
Well, yes. You know what? People are assholes. That's yes. the problem. And Terry, you are Captain Asshole.
That's not
Please
fun.
Please enjoy your reign
that
as
is
Captain
not,
Asshole.
Not fun. I am shocked at the price of a camel.
And I don't even know if they specify if a one hump or a two is more expensive. I would, given a choice, would
it
you
was
go for
over
a,
here yesterday.
Ah, wouldn't you go for a two hump camel if you had the choice?
Two hump camel. There you are. Yeah,
because you can sit between the humps. It's almost like an easy chair.
Mm-hmm, I get
but,
it.
But for a seller, you see, this guy that invented this app has actually retired from his government job and is now a full-time internet camel merchant.
So his government job in the UAE?
Yeah, he quit. Oh, okay. Now he is just...
See, when you say retire from a government job, I think of somebody inside the Beltway Washington, D.C. That's doing that. You know?
Oh, have you tried to buy a camel in Washington, D.C.?
I have.
Almost impossible.
You know, down here in Naples, Florida, you can, when Michael was a baby, a little bitty, he went with his mommy on a camel ride.
Really?
They had camels that you could ride in the zoo.
Well, did he know the value of that camel at the time?
Well, that camel probably wasn't a very pretty camel. It says that elite beauty and racing camels regularly clear $1 million to $10 million.
So it is kind of like a racehorse.
It's
like a racehorse. Yeah. I'd be more inclined to, I'd go see the racing camels, but I'd really be more interested. Have you seen the drifting they do in the UAE? Or maybe it's Saudi Arabia. I'm not sure. Have you seen the drifting where the cars are going like 110 miles
an
hour?
Oh, I thought you were
going
to say the camels were drifting.
I wanted to see camels drift. I thought it was something in the sand.
Can you bring up, Josh, just for me, dangerous drifting in the Middle East? That might get us a drifting car. Have you ever seen one?
I have.
This is another one of my algorithms when I'm not watching women beat each other. It's pretty amazing.
So for a seller, let's say, Mike, you hop on this app and you want to sell your camel because you're just tired of it. You couldn't stand the sight of it. You want a new camel. It involves offloading a camel. So camel, rather, forgive me. That involves transporting the animal in a pickup truck over long distances to meet potential buyers without the guarantee of a sale. Now, with the app, you can do all of this digitally, and you don't have to transport the camel to the seller. Think of that. That just passes profit and along to you.
So you
and the
get all the information
gone.
On the camel you need by going online. That's a little hinky, though. Isn't that like, a Facebook Marketplace or something like that? Right?
Well, I trust Facebook Marketplace. And besides, Mike, this isn't just a catch-all. Anyone can do it. This is for true camel merchants.
Have you ever been touched, seen, been up close to a camel?
Yes. Yeah, they're horrible.
Where?
I think at the Pet-a-Pet Zoo when I was little, and more recently
was
when
was it really called Pet-a-Pet?
Yeah, and then there was a petting zoo.
Was that the one like in Vienna?
Yeah, I think so.
The one that's out in like Stirling or something like that.
Well, there's
right?
one in Leesburg that is a petting zoo that I took my kids to. But this was another one. Legendarily, at the Petipet Zoo when I was little, I pulled the curly tail of a pig because it looked like a spring, and I was attacked by the pig. That's what happened when I was little.
Well, you know, in a lot of popular culture films, you get fed to the pigs because they'll eat anything. And that's I don't know whether it's true or not, whether it's just fiction, but they seem to use these pigs to dispose of bodies.
This is why I eat the pig first, whether it be ham or bacon or anything. Chops, yeah. Delicious.
But the pig would eat you. I think if you were like... I was murdered and thrown into the pig sty.
You couldn't get out.
I was also a little and tender at that point. Did we find the drifting?
Okay, let's take a look at some. For you. All right, okay. I'd like to enjoy this.
And after this, I have a guest.
Look at that. Now, you are risking. I mean, there are poles out there.
Yeah. That car, it is both fast and furious.
You got another one?
Do it again. Hajj is a high-energy street driving style that began in Saudi Arabia and spread across the Middle East, where drivers guide ordinary cars into long, sliding drifts across wide desert highways.
That's not a drift. Unlike formal motorsports,
Hajwala developed as a spontaneous form of expression, with drivers showcasing their control, timing, and flair in front of crowds of spectators.
I've seen the ones where they get killed, too, which is not cool. I mean, they get thrown out of the vehicle because they, you know, they lose control. Easy to lose control of the vehicle.
This doesn't happen with a camel. A camel is always in control.
Jim P says the crashes are hilarious.
I suppose something for everybody out there.
I'm sorry. I can't be politically correct. I'd love to disagree, but I have to agree with old Jimmy there.
Mike,
they are.
Let's say
funny.
You go to the digital marketplace right now. How many camels do you think are for sale just on this digital marketplace?
Well, I would say there. Here are the facts, Rob.
All right,
there probably are a lot of camels in the UAE.
Right.
This guy probably is pretty exclusive as far as digital. Sale of camels. I'd say there are 50 camels for sale right now.
Oh, I'd say hundreds.
3,300 camels are on sale online. He's already sold 3,000 camels. And just think, maybe you already have your camel, but you still want to explore the app. You can use the app to buy camel food, camel medicine, and camel-related jobs.
What is the sales commission on a camel sale? How much does the guy get?
They don't say it here, but I'm guessing. I'll say 10%. 10% is a good amount of money, right?
What is a camel-related job?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Camel trainers.
The keeper.
And also, Mike, camel shepherds.
Very big. And by the way, can't they go for miles and miles and miles without drinking? Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because they store the water in their humps.
Well, yeah. I don't know if it's actually
is that a myth or is that the truth?
I know they can go days and days without water. I don't think they store it in the hump.
Right.
I don't know. I would have to check. But you know who would know is everyone at Hein Al Khalij website.
Well, hold on. We've got, there's no reason why we can't.
The hump does not store water. It stores fat.
He's so much faster.
They can hold up to 80 pounds of fat in each hump.
So can I.
So much faster. You are so much faster than I am.
He's wicked fast as well.
He's wicked fast with that, you know.
But they will drink 40 gallons of water in a single sitting.
And then just go and go and go, right?
And
I mean, go a long time without having to drink water again.
I was shocked to find out that one of their primary uses in the UAE is milk production.
Camel milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's the main ingredient in Tillamook ice cream. It's really real. And Jenny's.
Yes, of course.
And Jenny's burnt butter, what is it? Brown butter almond brittle.
Mike, I tell you what, when you have milk from a camel, that's the brownest brown butter you'll ever find.
Oh, it's fantastic. I would drink camel milk in a heartbeat.
There's a lot more vitamin C in camel milk.
Really? Why?
Their diet?
Camels? I don't know.
Probably their diet. They eat a lot of vegetation with vitamin C in it.
Well, I mean, I think then that would you'd want a Florida camel that eats a lot of grapefruits.
No, Steve Hernandez. Fatty Hump was actually the... All right. I've never told this story, but I dabbled at being an insult comic for a while. And really, you see how I stammered over that? Yeah. That's why I wasn't a Rickles, but I tried to be. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, everybody's buddy. That was the introduction. And please welcome everybody's buddy, Fatty Hump. Hi, everybody.
Now, you mostly middled, right? You didn't host and you weren't the A-liner.
I stole the material from Rickles. Right. I thought that I did a better job when I stole his signature bit about a married couple. You know, where let's just imagine, if you will, if you're looking to me on video right now, the front row is down here, right? And I'm looking down at the front row and I'm going, hey, how y'all doing? Hey, sir, is that your wife you're with?
Oh, boy.
There you go. That's it. Didn't really work that well. Sorry.
But,
that's it.
But the act, did it play in the UAE? Did you do clubs over there?
I never did the Middle East. No,
because there's a great club there, and Abu Dhabi has Chuckles.
Yeah. I got as far as Greece.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. It was called Lafanakis.
Oh, I've heard of that club. Mm-hmm. Good wings.
Las Quintinos. I don't know what I'm doing. This has gone on far too long anyway.
So if you want to buy a camel, buy a camel. If you don't want to buy a camel, don't do it. But if you do it online.
We have just enough time to deal with Mr. Soroka, who has a new term for all you youngsters out there. I did not want to get through this show without doing this.
This is important.
I learned today.
This is a term that's used for, is this because you're a stepdad?
No.
Okay.
No. I was told I am an alt dad.
ALT.
Yeah, alternate.
ALT. And I looked it up, and it says, usually a dad considered alternate style dad. A dad whose music, clothes, hobbies, and overall vibe lean outside the stereotypical suburban dad. Think punk, emo, metal music, tattoos, Vans or Converse, maybe a mohawk, and still dressing like the scene he grew up in.
Okay. All right.
I see that.
So you are very aware of your unique style, correct?
Yeah, and I looked up photos of me with my kids when they were little, and I'm always in a hoodie and shorts and stuff. So I fit the profile.
Yeah.
It was just a new term to me.
When you were you've been married twice, so you've done your share of thank you, Rob. Let's let that land for a second.
Sure.
When you were doing your dating scene. Yeah. I'm the type of dad that I'm traditional. I'd probably be a little, I'd take a moment. I'd give pause if I saw you trundling up the walkway to pick up my daughter, one of my daughters. Let me ask you this question. Did you ever feel any tension at all when you were dating in the dating scene? That doesn't have to be your wives. It could be anybody you ever dated.
No, because I was always like, That's where I met girls, was in the same scene. So it was the same type of people.
And back then, did you have the mohawk or were you with the shaved head?
No, I had the shaved head.
See?
You had a shaved head?
Well, like not like Rob.
Well, no one's like me.
Cut short.
Like a crew cut?
Like a crew cut.
And did you have
like Eminem, Mike.
Did you have the tattoos?
I had some tattoos.
And you never, when you said the same scene, are you talking about church?
Or the like punk music scene.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but I'm talking about you meet a girl and you're going to take her out and you met her at a Johnny Rotten concert and you go knock on the door and, if a dad like me comes to the door and I see a guy with a faux hawk and tattoos, wearing Vans with cargo pants, I'm going to be just a second, let me go get my gun.
No, I would not be, I wouldn't be thrown by his hair, I don't think.
My
hair that's
was cut
why
short.
You're best buddies with him. Okay?
No, but I'm saying that
put
if
your
you should,
love aside for just a second,
can
wouldn't
I
you,
finish?
Yes, you. Well, you don't. But you're a very easygoing dad. You are not like me.
But I say the hair wouldn't throw me. But if he showed up in floppy black jeans with the chain hanging down, if I saw the tattoos, if I sensed that it was sort of a punk or goth even lifestyle. That would throw me. I wouldn't like that. But the hair by itself, I mean, that's not much.
Another Steve Hernandez, I've quoted him twice on the show today. Do they have punk praise bands?
I believe so. There's definitely a lot of punk Christian bands that I grew up into, yes.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So the answer is, and you never did have an incident with parents?
No parent incidents. I know
that when I went to meet Carla's mom for the first time, I was as nervous as I had ever been meeting a parent in my lifetime.
Even because of the, more because than the, meeting my dad?
More than meeting your father. Yeah.
Wow.
And the only reason I was nervous meeting your dad is because he was so much cooler than you were.
I know. It makes me nervous, too.
The idea of the age difference, I was terrified, and they could not have made me feel
more comfortable. Were you worried her mom was going to hit on you?
Thank you. That's quite enough. The Christian said that.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
have to take a break. When we come back, do you have some beautiful video for us today?
I have video of Josh as a teenager getting a tattoo.
With a shaved head.
Exactly.
Yes. Hey, summertime is prime real estate for bugs. Did you know that?
Huh?
Yeah. It's hot outside, and your house is cool. Hot outside, cool house. Bugs like cool. They don't like hot.
Right.
And apparently, every ant, spider, and creepy little thing with too many legs has your address. Evict them with Pesty. Pesty gives you professional-grade pest control without having to pay some guy to show up at your house with a clipboard and a spray tank and an open hand for you to place cash into. They customize your treatment for where you live, your climate, and the pests in your area. It handles more than 100 different kinds of bugs, takes less than 10 minutes to apply, and treatments start at only $35. Everything shows up ready to go. Reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, instructions. Boom! Boom!
Boom!
Go kill some bugs. I've used it. Rob's used
it. Love it.
We're believers. Keep insects dead. Pesty is kid and pet friendly, and their products have been used safely in schools and hospitals across the country. And here's the best part. 100% bug-free guarantee. If Pesty doesn't solve your problem, you get your money back. So this summer, your house has a new policy, people. Welcome. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, hold on. This summer, your house has a new policy. Now, there's clear punctuation, you dumb Dingleberry O'Mara. Excuse me. Let me try it again. Here
It'll
we go.
Be fine.
All right. So, this summer, your house has a new policy, : people, welcome. Bugs, get out.
Right.
Excuse me, I'm drinking Diet Coke today. Keep bugs out of your summer sanctuary with the, is this commercial? Does it end? Does it have an ending at all?
It does, Mike. Look for the bottom of the page. It's
keep
right there.
Bugs out of your summer sanctuary or your home. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. You know, Pesty is, no, I'm sorry.
Come on, you're just being
hey, I like that. Home. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Not sure what it says about me after all these years. I still think John Lovitz is funny.
I do too.
John Lovitz is touring right now and putting up little bits of his act.
Oh, good.
This is very brief, but to say it didn't make me laugh would be that's a lie.
Pedophiles.
Oh,
they're horrible,
chopped.
Disgusting people, but at least they drive
you
slowly.
Start it again. You chopped him.
Okay, here we go. Talking about.
Can't do that with comedy.
Pedophiles.
They're horrible, disgusting people, but at least they drive slowly through the school zone.
Yeah, it's a good joke.
It's a great joke.
It's a great joke.
And he's funny.
And does he do the entire act at the piano?
I don't know. I've not seen any reviews.
Worth getting tickets to
I
go
would
find out.
See that in a New York
One
second.
More time, please, for
sure.
Mr. Lovitz.
Absolutely. John Lovitz. And, you know, he's been a part of our life now. He started on Saturday Night Live in 1985.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's 50. Ago. That's 41 years of, like, 41 years of Lovitz.
Wow.
Lovitz.
Pedophiles. They're horrible, disgusting people, but at least they drive slowly through the school zone.
One of my favorite stories that is told often about him is when he would show up with a decent-looking date to the Saturday Night Live rap party, he'd go up to every member of the cast and go, jealous. All right, Mike, remember, I know you've been a disc jockey and a radio personality for a long time, but didn't you used to want to run public relations for the town of Duluth, Minnesota?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And remember, you really wanted to pack the place with tourists.
Yes.
And if you think Duluth, how do you do that? Maybe hire a Hollywood star?
All I know is, we've got a panic on the 4th of July.
Mike, I think you will appreciate this ad. For once again, Duluth, Minnesota. This is the celebrity they choose.
You know, I went on a spree in 83, skiing in Switzerland, a little golf in Scotland, sailing and fishing off the coast of Mexico, swimming in Hawaii, and on my way to that city by the bay with its restaurants and ambiance, San Francisco, I decided to stop over in Duluth to catch my breath. But you know what? It took my breath away. I could have saved myself a lot of traveling. You know why? Because it's all right here. Duluth. Who loves you, baby? I do.
Mike, go to Duluth because Telly's there.
They don't show you anything about Duluth.
No, it's just Telly Savalas.
What were they thinking?
I don't know.
What are they thinking?
The only really local reference is the fact that he points to approximately where Duluth is on a globe.
Wow.
That's no good. That's
Duluth,
not
Duluth, baby.
Come on. I took my breath away, baby. Would you say, if we were to go back to the mid or early 1980s, Glenn Close was a lovely woman?
Yeah. I mean, I think when she did Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, sexy in that.
Yeah, she came across
and she,
as the
very lovely
seductress.
In the Natural. She had more of a wholesome beauty there.
Oh, absolutely. I love her character in The Natural.
She has been posting on the socials, and she doesn't look the way I remember her.
Hi, everyone. I'm home. Calming down. Wearing my mama's shirt. Letting the wind blow through my white hair.
Hasn't she turned into a handsome young man?
Why is she breathing so heavy?
It's not explained. But for some reason, she posted that exact video twice.
No comment. I'm not making any comment on that. It's time to get out of here.
Is it time?
Now.
Okay, yes. Let's close with this, Mike. You don't even just a little bit of...
I'm watching the sun go down.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
I'm very blessed that I'm wearing boots. Heavy, heavy boots. Corrective boots.
Nice young man.
Glenn Close.
That doesn't work really with any other line. Okay, go ahead.
All right, Mike, they ran this clip through. I'm sorry, I'm distracted. This clip through a computer, and they said, this is by definition what every Luke Bryan song sounds like to people when they see Luke Bryan in concert.
Dick okay. And penis macaroni, slurping on my dog baloney. Then we're going down to the park to park our trucks. And we rev our engines real loud. And we're blowing black smoke with all our pals.
That's how Luke Bryan sounds, Mike.
How much joy did you experience when you saw that clip?
I was so happy that I looked like this. And make no mistake, I love me some Glenn Close. What a great catalog of work, stage and screen.
Thank you. Good way to qualify it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode and more fun and more thrills. We never got to the Tesla fun that I want to do tomorrow. So we will see you tomorrow. I'll also tell you about my little tearful farewell that I had that was really emotionless. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying, be happy, make somebody else. Let a smile be your handshake. And always return debit cards to their proper owners, no matter what the people in the comments say. So long, everybody.
I love you, Bob.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I pooped myself one time.
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.
Nice beaver.